Welcome to the hit radio show Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her Perspective Reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and this is your host, Christy. Well, if you're new to this show, you might be wondering, what is Perspective Reboot? Well, it's very similar to a computer reboot, except it's a computer reboot for you. Your mind, body, emotions, all aided with this intuitive healing gift I'm offering, and messages that are here to build a bridge between who you might think you are and the you that I know you're capable of being. Later in the show, I'm going to be offering an abbreviated chakra clearing or healing session. And if you'd like to get in the call-in queue, I'll mention the number a couple times throughout the show. It's 800-930-2819. And realize that if it's not May 6th at 9 a.m. Pacific time or 12 noon, that you may be listening to an archive of the show. So join me next Tuesday if you'd like another opportunity. I want to send out a cyber hug today and healing love to anyone who's home sick, and blessings to you today. So today's message or topic is, we are each critical threads in the tapestry of life. And this is a common or consistent theme in writings of individuals who've had near-death experiences. And it has been my growing awareness over the last couple of years, and that we're all interconnected and we're all here for a really important and special reason that nobody else is here for. And as I thought about this message and thought of how to best communicate it, I thought about speaking with Fran Caproon. Now, Fran and I met last year at a small group retreat. Fran is a gifted intuitive communicator, and she works with families, children and adults, both with and without autism spectrum variations, sensitivities, and special needs. She spent many years as a medical technologist. She's worked as a pharmaceuticals educator, and she also has a master's in audiology. She calls this kind of initial phase of her professional life grooming and developing the analytical mind, and I can certainly relate to that. Like me, at some point, she had an inner knowing, and her kind of focus shifted, and she started researching metaphysical and positive teachings by people such as Tony Robbins, Dale Carnegie, Deepak Chopra, Abraham Hicks, and many others. Fran is a certified awesomeism practitioner through a program developed by Susie Miller, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. Welcome, Fran.
Well, thank you, Christy. It's so amazing and awesome to be here. I am appreciating all that you're doing and bringing the awareness forth to embody more of who we are and expanding upon that. So we're here to play.
Thank you
so much for having me, Christy.
It's really my pleasure, Fran. I know you're going to bring so many insights and maybe viewpoints that most people have never considered. I kind of feel just from the kind of shift I've had and getting less out of the analytical mind and more into living in the heart, that I have such a greater sense of joy in living my life and really like I don't know, my life is definitely more filled with miracles. So I'd like to have you share some of the insights that you have maybe gained through this special work that you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was a fascinating discovery, as I knew that in going through my life, I had this role working within, I would call, the outskirts of the medical community. And there always felt like there's something more to what needed to be done or to be offered. And with being open to that, just all of a sudden, I was presented with an awareness that I got in touch with. And a friend and I were having a conversation, and he says, well, what about the kids? And I'm like, the kids. And I know I'm working not with children at this time. And so I started investigating. I was like, what is the kids? What is he asking me? And immediately, I was presented with seeming autism type scenarios. I would go on the internet and all of a sudden I'd get a pop-up or something to that effect, or an email would come in about autism. I'm like, oh, what is this about? I don't have any family members with autism, have had very few interactions in my past, but it seemed like a really strong interest, almost like a calling and a nudging.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled upon Z Miller. And she has written a book called Awesomeism. It's a new way to understand the diagnosis of autism. It was written in 2008. And I investigated and felt, I'm like, I have to connect with her. And I did. And she offered a certification. And so I joined the certification process. There's several levels. And at this point, I've certified through and have assisted communicating with parents as well as those who do not have verbal communication, as well as those who do, because we have, all of us, have these knowings within us at various levels, and some of them are guidance realms coming through, and we have our ego-based mind space, and we can overrun what our guidance levels are. So it's getting in contact with those higher realms and with others higher realms and having that, I would call, etheric communication, or some people call it telepathy, or, you know, just throw some names out there.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to kind of talk to you about, I guess, like, how did you start to trust your intuition?
That's the biggest ego part we can ever consider, is trusting anything that we do a calling for, because most of us are driven by the judgments of others and, you know, saying to us, well, that's appropriate or inappropriate, and how you fit in with your community, how you fit in with your family relationships, how do you fit in, you know, in your larger perspective. So as me, I can speak for myself, began this course, it brings those areas to light as you interact with these wonderful, beautiful, divine pieces of the puzzle here on heaven and earth. So what, as we go through the process of understanding what autism might be from a non-medical community basis,
mm-hmm.
Which has been, the focus has been a neurological disorder or a disease, something that is wrong with DNA. What if we looked at it as, what if it's everything right for them and that we don't have to change them, and they bring us a new awareness at a higher vibration, and because they just happen to communicate differently than we do, it's up to us to find ways not to mold them, but how can we arise to meet them?
I love that point, Fran, and we are going to take a very brief break for a station, and when we come back, let's talk some more about that. This is Kristy Borst with Perspective Reboot, and I have Fran Caproon joining me today. Fran is an Awesomeism practitioner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. And joining me today is Fran Caproon. And Fran is an Awesomeism certified practitioner. And what that means is she is able to assist families, children, adults who are living with what we call as conditions of autism, spectrum variations, sensitivities, and special needs. And if you think you might like to get in touch with Fran, her number is 813-817-7906. And Fran, we're going to continue our conversation about this quote unquote condition, or, you know, you mentioned we call it a disease, but what if it's really the way that's right? I'd love to continue on with that.
Sure. So I'm going to step back just a bit. As we can recall, ADD, ADHD had run rampant, supposedly, in our school system, and a lot of medications focusing on trying to slow these children down so they can focus. What if these children were actually receiving more information than the neurotypical, which would be the rest of population, and they're able to process so much more, so it appears as a distraction, but they're actually naturally functioning that way. And by providing medication, we are assisting the school system, parents, to feel more comfortable. But in fact, actually the children can really manage their energies pretty well as long as we, those on neurotypical side, allow them to be who they are and not try to fix them and mold them into something within. So it appears there's going to be a shift. So they were like a breakthrough of energetic new beings, a new way of looking at children. So what has happened is they almost set like an opening as these children came through and started functioning in our world for more types of spectrum folks, so to speak, whether they be children or adults at this point. But they're coming in with even a higher vibrational functioning. So at sometimes their awareness is so heightened and their right brain is working more so than the left brain without filters, that they are unable to articulate all that they sense and that they know. Mm-hmm. And their energy of body moves, so sometimes there's no distinction between the grass and their feet, or a distinction between what they're seeing in front of them as they merge with it. So they are an expanded awareness being. So as we see them as not functioning, they're functioning at such a high level that they don't separate. They don't have the density that we have to say, you're you and I'm me. And they become blended with all, including emotions, mm-hmm. and the mental upset of not only those in families that are close to them, but in their school settings. And many of them are in touch on a global scale. When there are hurricanes or such airplane crashes, they can sense that because they are not limited. So we, us, you, me, what is opening up an awareness to see these kids as different, not as broken, and how can we be more open to allow them to be? And how, for me to do so, is any time that I am feeling maybe a judgment, is to look at it for myself. Because ultimately, when I clean up how I feel, I affect how they feel, because remember, there's no distinction between them and us. They don't have the filter where we can block out certain things and focus on this is a me and this is a you. They take it all in.
I kind of had this little epiphany moment this past week about judgment, and you kind of touched upon it a little bit, that when we are in a place of judgment of another, it's really not about them most times. It's really an opportunity for us to look at something in ourselves that's not coming from a place of love, but is coming from a place of fear.
Absolutely.
And so as you kind of find yourself judging somebody, and I'd like you to kind of mention, Fran, what does this spectrum variations mean? Because someone that's like a layperson like myself, I don't really know what that means. But as you find yourself going to that place, and you know, we're in the majority, we who feel ourselves as separate from the grass, or, you know, separate from the person next to us. But just because we're in the majority doesn't mean that that's the right way.
Correct.
So can you just explain what does spectrum variation mean?
Well, it's in a spectrum, meaning everything has a potential frequency and an energy about it. So if you think of even tones, you have low tones and high tones. So the low tones would be frequencies that are more dense, to the higher frequency that are higher in pitch. So, and there's a variation, no different than how we function. So a step in that would be someone who would be considered ADD, ADHD. And then you can have a variation on that. They could be also Asperger's, or then you could say fully autistic, and they break it down, and you can have a lot of medical terms about it, and basically it's a label,
mm-hmm.
and there's no certain behavior, so it's kind of just a higher frequency functioning, leaving the labels out of it. So that's basically what I'm referring to, being on a spectrum of being more energetically sensitive to what's going on around you. A lot of our children may not even have a label, and they'll start crying all of a sudden because they're feeling you're upset. For instance, if you were reading a book and it triggers something emotionally in you from you thinking about a sadness that you had as a child or with a parent or something that caused you to feel that. Even though the book may be of lightheartedness, you may be sensing or triggering something within that book. And even our neurotypical children now, because we are shifting our energies in the frequencies, they can even pick up on that. But just think even more so from the autism spectrum, that they could easily pick that up from you and the family and everybody else. So as you say, oh, I'm feeling sad, I can't, you know, and you just acknowledge where you are and what you're feeling and honor it, mm-hmm. don't make a big deal of it. That in itself causes a balance in the energy for
okay.
those on the spectrum. So we can assist anyone, by owning where we are. So those on the spectrum are highly sensitive, and they're able to really, some people call it mirror, but it has gone beyond a mirroring type of effect, which says I'm misbehaving or I'm having a behavior because maybe you're not feeling authentic in how you are. That's one of the terms that has been out there quite a bit. But as we own where we are and just acknowledge where we are instead of hiding it or showing, trying to pretend we're doing well, you know, coming up with the big girl grin, even though you're feeling like upset, going crazy inside. Well, just to honor where you are in it, we'll balance out frequencies. You're no longer inauthentic to where you are.
Mm-hmm. So in a school system, I can see how it would be difficult for these children, because just by the nature of the kind of structure, everyone is really asked to blend and asked to put away their feelings. So it must be so challenging.
Absolutely. And right now, at the end of March, I can't remember, in a March, early April, there was a USA Today article that said one in 68 8-year-olds were coming up as autism, as the autism rate. And 2 years ago, it was one in 88.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that this is a force into the school system to change how we see children, and not looking at what they're not getting, but looking at what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at what they have to offer, because many of them, even if they do not have language, they are able to function, and and they have keys and pieces of high intelligence. The data and information that they receive, our mind cannot grasp.
We have to go to break, Fran.
Yeah,
so I'm
absolutely.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
We'll
Thank
be
you.
Right back, and we're going to talk some more about this because it's really, I know it's so important. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. I'm your host, Christy Borst, and joining me today is Fran Caproon. And we are talking about why we're each critical to the tapestry of life. And we're specifically addressing what has been called by some people as disabilities. But Fran is sharing her unique perspective as an awesomeism practitioner of what children with ADHD, ADD, autism are bringing to our community. I think you had said in our pre-work, Fran, that you feel that these dear souls are here to assist us in embodying a change and caring for one another.
Yes, absolutely. When we cannot change who is in front of us, we can go into resistance and fighting it and trying to mold them, or we can see the beauty of them and embrace them. And as we do, they flourish, and so do we. So as these beautiful beings come forth, it doesn't matter what their label, that as we interact with them and we come from an area of unconditional love, then everyone flourishes, everyone wins. But in that moment of being in the autism spectrum, they authentically hold such a vibration that what is upsetting within us comes up naturally. So it looks like a lot of struggle sometimes with families because there's a lot going on, because we're seeing so much is coming available for you to look at and saying, I'm miserable here. I'm not happy that I have a child on the spectrum, and I'm hiding it because I don't want to look like this bad mother or this bad caregiver because I don't like where I am. So it's an area of that we can have peace with as we start owning these feelings and walking through them.
And I like the way you were, right before the break, you were talking about how, you know, there's the public media is focused on how the numbers of people kind of diagnosed or labeled with these quote-unquote conditions is getting more prevalent, and yet it's kind of seen as like, oh my gosh, look at this. This is, you know, this is a bad thing, and what's causing this? And whereas you're offering this perspective that this is an opportunity for us as a collective group to have these beings that are bringing in so much more light, drawing attention to fears and feelings that we as a whole have been told to stuff for the last 100 years. So I would love to have you talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So ultimately, we all walk around with, you could call it baggage, but it's what makes us feel heavy, what makes us feel sad, inferior, inept. You can pick all the labels you want. We no longer have to have those feelings. We're here to enjoy life, not to be beaten by it. Take a handle of you living life, not life living you. So when we interact with these beings, they're in our communities. You don't even have to have a physical interaction with them, and they're doing their, this is not a word that I like, but they're doing their work. They're authentically being who they are. And as a result of them doing so, we, humanity, are moving to that more unconditional love space.
Mm.
That's the miracle zone. That's the place where your life flows. You become more fluid in what you're doing. and the judgments of others and the judgments of yourself fall away, and you will naturally walk in that place of heaven on earth. It's a movement towards humanity, and the reason I was called towards these children is because of how authentically they hold that true love frequency. I'm drawn to it because I have a love of humanity, and I would love to hold that for all of us.
I love that, and I hope that the people who are listening to this show will really feel their hearts opening and have really a better heart-based understanding of this whole topic. Fran, I want to mention before we kind of wrap up the interview portion here that you you offer private sessions, and your number, your call-in number is 813-817-7906. And I want you to have an opportunity to be able to mention a couple upcoming things that are near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely. Thank you, Christy, so much.
You're welcome, hon.
First off, I'm open for anyone who would like greater insight, whether it be for yourself, your loved ones, your autistic friends and neighbors, or anybody in between. I'm open to help and assist those who are asking to see a different way. We do have, and I want to thank Susie Miller for all her years of being in touch and her knowingness of bringing this forth for all of us and seeing autism from a whole different perspective, not broken. They're perfect who they are right now. And we are, Susie has offered, it's on Google Hangout, where we're reviewing her book, The OSEP 3 Practitioners, which I'm included, are actually reviewing her book, and we have where people call in and they ask questions about the book, and we offer our insights into the book itself.
And excuse me, Fran, can you just mention the title of the book?
Awesomeism, A New Way to Understand the Diagnosis of Autism, written by Susie Miller, 2000, copyrighted 2008. So, and that, it started on April 24th. They were reviewing two chapters a week. There is one tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Google Hangout.
Now, can people find a link through that through SusieMiller.com?
Yeah. Okay. SusieMiller.com, yes, absolutely.
And it's S-U-Z-Y.
That is correct. And the Awesomeism Ambassador site also has a link to the Google Hangout book club that we're reviewing as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Fran. Is there anything else you think you would like to add to close?
In closing, thank you everyone who is interested in seeing a different perspective, because as you ask the question, things change automatically. And I'm honored to be playing here with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, Fran. I really appreciate it. I want to mention for folks that if you would like to call in, the number here is 800-930-2819. I'll be doing an abbreviated chakra clearing or healing session. If you would like more information about my Perspective Reboot healing sessions and the work that I'm doing, the website is healingresonance.us or .us, and my phone number is 401-466-4901, and that again is 401-466-4901. I do have a caller on the line, and I think I'm going to go to break first, and then we will bring her on. So thank you for joining me and Fran today. This is Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back with you. Hi, Hey, this is Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today on Perspective Reboot. And today we were talking about how we're each critical threads in the tapestry of life. And I know that there is definitely a divine plan to life, and everything happens for a reason. So I can only infer from that that there are no mistakes, and there are no broken people or people that shouldn't be the way they are. So I really thank Fran Caproon for sharing with us her perspective and her insights on people with sensitivities. Really, I think that that kind of is a better word. They have sensitivities, and they just experience life on a different level than we do, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong or bad. So I do have a caller on the line, and her name is Jill. So I'm going to ask the studio to bring Jill on the line. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
I don't know exactly why you're calling, so if you could give me a little bit of background on what might have led you to call.
I saw on the website that you were going to do an energy clearing for someone, and what is going on with me is I come from an extremely toxic family, and being the youngest, I was the victim of all of it. And I carry this around and carry it around, and I don't want it in my being anymore.
Okay, I understand. Is there a place that you physically feel it in your body?
You know, it's mostly in my head. It's like over and over and over and over and over and over. It's like I relive it over and over and over.
Okay. So I'm just going to give a little bit of kind of bookkeeping. I have to mention that I am not a physician. I'm not a licensed therapist, and I'm not a chiropractor. And the energy healing work I do is intended to augment traditional medical treatment. And I also would like to mention that I do have silences while I'm working with people, and so the studio will be playing some music softly while I'm working with Jill, just so that you know that we're still here, and Jill and I will kind of continue talking while this is going on. So,
you know, it's
Jill,
my heart area. It's my heart area a lot, my chest.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
My heart area and my chest.
Okay. So as I start to work with you, if you feel the energy as like a heat or a tingling in another part of your body than what I'm addressing, if you could let me know, that's kind of part of the process. So I'm going to start in just by kind of connecting in with you now. And I guess I'll ask the studio if they can just start the gentle music in the background. Okay, Jill, I'm just going to kind of focus on your chest area and just try to remove some of that heaviness.
Okay.
Are you sensing the energy connection at all?
I do sense it, and I feel lighter, almost not so much in my chest area, but like in that chakra area, lower than that.
Okay, so that would be your solar plexus,
yes,
which is your kind of your.
Up.
Go ahead.
I feel it lightening up.
Okay, good. I'm going to try to extend that up to your chest. I have a sense that that's from almost like it's like you've stood up for yourself just by doing this here.
Okay, yes, because I'm never allowed to.
Okay.
Getting a lot of gurgling in the stomach area, which is good.
Okay, yes. You might notice that your digestion is flowing more after in the next couple days, and that's just going to be things just kind of releasing that might have been stuck for a while.
Okay.
Please drink a lot of water. Increase your intake of water.
Okay.
That will help. How's your head feeling? Is that less kind of tension and stress?
Yeah, it's not like I'm spinning.
Could you say that again?
It's not like spinning with all this stuff, and I do feel like a little ache in my third eye area.
Okay. Just focus
like
there
I feel
for a
that.
Second.
I feel that. Like the third eye, like it has a pain or something, an ache.
Is that dissipating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I would love for you to keep in touch with me, Jill, and let me know the kinds of shifts and changes you feel over the next couple days, because I really do feel it's going to be profound for you. I think you can probably sense that already. The kind of swirling or churning, just don't try to hold that back. Just let it go.
Okay? Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
in.
Because you know what happens, Jill, is that people that listen to the show, even weeks from now, that have similar situation, they're helped by your call. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jill. It's my pleasure to help you. Okay, so I want to mention a couple things coming up. Again, I want to mention my phone number, if you think you might want to work with me privately, is 401-466-4901, and my website is Healing Resonance. That's resonance.us. This coming Thursday, May 8th, I'm going to be on the Dr. Pat Show at 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 11 a.m. Pacific, and the topic of that show is going to be busting through pain on many levels. I guess we're going to be talking about what this perspective reboot energy healing gift is that I have, and I'm excited to talk with Dr. Pat. It's always a great show, and I believe we'll be taking callers on that show too. That is May 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also next Tuesday, if you'd like to have an opportunity to be my caller, the show airs live noon on Tuesdays, which is 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the topic next week is going to be exceptional living, exceptional you. We have the ability to choose to respond and to choose to live life with love. And I'm going to be sharing some insights and wisdom and empowerment to help you have the life that you really want, and which I think you know at some level of your being is possible for you. We, as Fran said earlier, we are here to thrive, not just survive. So thank you so much for joining me today and listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. I'm your host, Christy Borst, and I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
And listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, wisdom, healing, and empowerment. Christy's divine healing gift can help you release physical and emotional pain which no longer serves you. Consider an intuitive energy healing session with Christy. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us, or call 401-466-4901. Again, that's 401-466-4901. See you next week for Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.